Well, good afternoon. My name is Kayla Radu, and I'd like to thank and welcome you all for coming to this event. So I'm very grateful for all the support that I have received from our public-private partnership, and a special thanks to the Jean Haws Foundation for donating over $48,000 over the past 4 years, as well as our state of Pennsylvania for providing over $300,000 in state funding. Because of your support, we have been able to create more than 13,000 parts from over 10 different companies. And I have enjoyed being a part of this enterprise, and I cannot think of any other place that I could have gotten this experience. I've enjoyed both the business aspect as well as the manufacturing aspect. So thank you again for your support. And with that, I would love to have the pleasure of introducing Bob Zaruda with our great partner, NWIRC.
Good job.
Thank you, Kayla. Governor Wolf, I think you feel the excitement here. The pride and the satisfaction of these students in this student-run manufacturing enterprise. You can see their capabilities, not only the technical skills, but the soft skills, and their confidence that they exhibit is just amazing and impressive. And these amazing accomplishments and results are a credit to certainly the students, Kyle, the teachers here, the administration, and the enriching opportunity that the Mill Creek Township School District provides to these students under the leadership of Dr. Roberts. Governor Wolf, you are also to be credited for this because of your commitment to the manufacturing in Pennsylvania and the priority of that in your agenda, because of your vision that in Pennsylvania, the level of skilled workers needs to increase, as well as the opportunities for family-sustaining wages in manufacturing. And because of the actions that you have taken to help stimulate the innovation of programs like this, and then to help pilot these programs with some funding. So thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for being with us here today. You have provided these students an unforgettable experience. You have placed a spotlight on this program, and the recognition, it certainly is special. And it certainly is very appreciated. Not only is this a great work being done and meaningful work here, but it also is a model that with the help of the Mill Creek Township School District, the students and teachers here at McDowell Manufacturing, we're helping to introduce to other school districts in Pennsylvania, starting with Northwest Pennsylvania, the NWIRC region. So, they have been a great partner in that they opened the door, and we've had manufacturers from the school districts that are looking at this program visit. And when they come here, they get the same wow that you, I'm sure, have right now. So this is part of our success of trying to get other students and other schools to do this same type of student-run manufacturing enterprise. You know, Erie is certainly associated with lighthouses, right? And this program here is really a lighthouse. It's a beacon. It's a light to set the path forward and change the way some of the education and work experience and skill building that goes on. I'd like to close with this. I think, Governor Wolf, you'll find this encouraging and inspiring. In addition to bringing manufacturers and project work to the students here, NWIRC, as part of our partnership, also delivers some communication skill building, critical thinking, team-based problem solving, some sales training coming up. And also, just last week, we did a strategic planning session. And working with the students here, we are focusing on their vision statement. And I want to share this. When asked the question, what are your hopes and dreams for this program? The students responded this way. More and more students here at McDowell getting involved and participating in the enterprise. Other schools and students at those other schools starting a student-run enterprise of their own. And get this, in 10 years, this is the vision, in 10 years of the students, is that this real-world experience is the norm. It's how students are learning and getting excited about manufacturing careers, and not just in this region. So these are incredible students doing incredible work and in an incredible way, and for a cause that's incredibly much bigger than them. So Governor Wolf, one more thing I think you'll be really happy to hear is that this program right here is going to be getting national attention. The Manufacturing Extension Partnership under NIST has chosen this as one of 5 manufacturing companies in the United States to feature in the upcoming months. So soon that national attention will be here at McDowell Manufacturing as well. thank you for the opportunity to be a partner in this, and it's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Roberts.
Thank you, Bob. Governor Wolf, it is with immense gratification and a sense of pride that I bid you welcome to McDowell High School in the Manufacturing Lab. Pride in students like Kayla, Chloe, and all of our other students who are here. Certainly pride in the work and leadership of Kyle and our school's leadership team. Governor, you have demonstrated what I deem to be an education governor. So that's a new title for you.
Thank you.
And I say that because you have been a champion of education, a champion for educators, teachers, leaders, and staff throughout the Commonwealth. And for that, we are immensely grateful. Your responsiveness to the needs of teachers, to the needs of students, hasn't gone unnoticed. You know, the almost $20 million that you have committed to the manufacturing industry over the years is a testament of your willingness to invest in what is a necessary pursuit in the Commonwealth. Look, we pride ourselves in being a college preparatory high school, but we also recognize that we want to be able to meet the needs and demands of our community, not just here in Northwest Pennsylvania, but a larger Pennsylvania community. Your legacy will certainly be remembered for your investment in the manufacturing industry. We know that for years to come, your commitment to this will bode well for what happens in schools like McDowell and other high schools around the Commonwealth. We are so proud to be able to call ourselves one of only two manufacturing labs of this size, of this magnitude in the country. And as you've spoken to many of our students today, you've heard them talk about not only what is happening here, the pride that they have, how much bliss they enjoy when they're here, but many of them, all of our seniors are college bound. And so we recognize that not only does it require a level of intellectual horsepower to be able to do this work, but it requires a lot of investment. So on behalf of our Board of School Directors, all of our teachers, staff, leaders, and students, I bid you welcome to the future of manufacturing.
So now what we're here about is this is what should be going on in schools. And what I saw here, I really think is the future of education. And we need to figure out how we take the things, the good things that are happening here, and integrate this in a way that changes schools. So that what I saw here and what I was really remarking on is, I don't know about you, but when I went to school, I was looking for ways not to go to school. These kids actually like it. Am I right?
Oh, I love being
here. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing. That's a wonderful thing. You like it, right? This is great. This is what education should be, because the world actually is kind of fun. It's really neat. And to make sure that we're providing an education that is not only, I mean, obviously good, but relevant to the needs of the life, the lives that our students are going to be going into. This is really important. So I love what I saw here today. Manufacturing is really important. And one of the things that's important about this process is that people are coming out of McDowell with the idea that manufacturing is kind of neat. It's not something that's dirty. It's not something we ought to shy away from. And I imagine that you're telling your parents this too. So your parents are not saying, oh no, you've got to go to college now. This is something that actually has a future. And it's really, really important, not just in places like Erie, but all across Pennsylvania and all across the country. There are more than 560,000 Pennsylvanians who are in manufacturing right now. That's nearly 10% of Pennsylvania's workforce. And those jobs in manufacturing offer well-paying, family-sustaining careers that reward workers for their skills and for the creativity that I saw here today. That's why I've invested heavily in STEM education, and that's why I'm trying to do everything I can to connect students in the classroom with the real world of work. Back in 2017, I created the Manufacturing PA Initiative to support Pennsylvania manufacturers to leverage the expertise of Pennsylvania's institutes of higher education and help Pennsylvania workers build the skills they need to succeed in our 21st century economy. One piece of Manufacturing PA is what we have here, the Manufacturing Training to Career Program, which builds links between the needs of manufacturers and the skills of Pennsylvanians. The goal of the program is to support businesses by building a pipeline of workers equipped with the skills these businesses need to grow and to thrive, while at the same time giving Pennsylvanians advanced skills and a career pathway. The program works by connecting technical and trade schools, and as you saw, even college-bound schools to the training that that employers need. I want to ensure that students are building in-demand skills that can place them in a job once they graduate. Since 2017, the Manufacturing Training to Career Program has invested $16.2 million in 74 projects, supporting workers and businesses while providing a major boost to Pennsylvania's economy. The program has proven to be a big success for students, schools, manufacturers all across the Commonwealth, including right here at McDowell. McDowell first received a Manufacturing Training to Career grant in 2019, and more than 80 students enrolled in the program in the first 2 years. Now, we've awarded McDowell another award of nearly $100,000 to expand the program and to allow it to reach more students and actually more companies. This is a major win for students. It's a major win for companies. It's a major win for all of us in Pennsylvania. It's preparing today's students to be tomorrow's leaders, and by equipping them with the knowledge and with the skills they need to succeed in advanced manufacturing and in other skilled careers. So I'm proud of what the McDowell students are doing here. I'm really intrigued by the fact that they seem to like coming to school, and I really, really look forward to what we can do to roll this out to a much broader audience all across Pennsylvania. So thank you very much. Now, thank you. We would all be happy to take questions. And I'm speaking for Dr. Roberts, Kayla, Bob. You prefer Robert or Bob?
Bob, please.
Bob.
Yes. Thank
Bob.
You.
Bob. Any questions?
Mr. Governor, yes. States has several $1 billion in ARPA money. Would you support ideas that would use that for school safety? And if so, what would you like to see done?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, we have some guidelines as to what we can use the ARPA money for, but we're also sitting on some nice surpluses that we've generated internally. And one way or the other, I think I would like to see more programs like this. And I also want to see us make sure at all levels we're doing more. I think actually we probably ought to be letting students know what the opportunities are from the 6th, 7th grade on. Oh, I'm sorry, school safety, yeah. Yeah, I think we need to do that we can do it with ARPA money, I think, but I think that would be better with our surplus that we have.
And what would you like to see done?
Well, I think I laid out what I'd like to see done. I think we need some common sense gun legislation. And I think that would do as much as anything for the safety. I mean, the school in Texas actually did have, I think, a pretty robust safety and security program. And yet we see what happened. I think what we really need to do is address the problem at its root cause.
The problem being that safety is a cause, it's not a problem being guns.
In my mind, yes.
Thank you.
Anything else? Okay, thank you very much.